Welcome back to Eagles Draft Central, presented by Deaton Watson. So let's transition from the Carson Wentz discussion to what's going to happen on day two of the NFL Draft. Let's bring in NFL Draft Insider extraordinaire Tony Pauline from DraftInsider.net. Tony, first and foremost, let's start with the beginning of round two. Who are the top players still available? Who are those surprise guys who were expected to go in round one but did not make it into the first 31 selections?
Well, of course, you got to look at the University of Alabama. I mean, they got three guys who were rejected to be first-round selections in defensive tackles, A'shaun Robinson and Jerron Reed. They're still available. Same thing with Reggie Ragland. You got Billings from Baylor, who's still available. You got Noah Spence, the outside pass rusher, the outside linebacker pass rusher from Eastern Kentucky. Mackenzie Alexander, also another guy who's still on the board. So there's some talent to be had at the top of round two when the draft opens up tonight.
You mentioned Reggie Ragland from Alabama, but how about two other linebackers? First, I want to touch on Miles Jack. Early in the draft process, expected to be a potential top five, no worse than a top 10 selection. Now, everyone knew about the question about the knee with regard to the medical, but to fall completely out of the first round was a shock to most people out there. Where do you think he lands? He's not attending the draft in Chicago tonight, so where do you think he ends up landing?
It's a good question. I mean, as I reported the night before the draft, teams were considering to ask Miles Jack to sign an injury waiver. And the injury waiver would have been something where if he re-injured that knee, there would be no compensation. It would be off the hook for any injury settlement or any compensation coming from his contract. Now, I don't know that teams approached him with that, but obviously it's very serious. Where does he go? I mean, he could go to Cleveland at the top of round two. He could also fall into the middle of the second round. It's just a matter of what the medical examiners, what the medical staffs for each team see when they look at those medical reports and the MRIs.
Now, how about another talented but injured linebacker, Jalen Smith? Is there any chance that he comes off the board tonight, whether it's in round two or three?
You know, there is a belief that he can, but I'm going to stick by my guns. I said back in February at the Combine that he was going to be a day three pick. I still think he's going to be a day three pick. Literally, the day before the draft, I spoke with his people, and they had finally admitted to me that the nerve is an issue. Now, you know, it's not just a matter of that nerve healing. It's what type of linebacker will Jalen Smith be once he returns onto the field? Is he going to return to his old form? If he does, then the team that selects him has got a bargain. Is he going to be a fraction of himself? There's just so many unknowns and too many variables here, as far as I'm concerned, to consider him before the third day of the draft begins.
All right, Tony, the Eagles have one pick tonight. As of right now, it's in the third round, so fans have to wait a little while. Who are some potential options, players that the Eagles could be targeting in that spot?
One name to remember that I'm hearing a lot associated with the Eagles, Alex Lewis of Nebraska, the left tackle that we spoke about when I was there, a guy who a lot of people project as a guard when he starts off in his NFL career. He's got great height. He's got great upside. Was one of the best players at the Shrine Game. Could eventually develop into a full-time starting left tackle. I think the Eagles like him. That's a name to remember in the third round. Joe Haig of North Dakota State, who protected the blind side of Carson Wentz the past 2 years. He fits in that early third-round period, as does Celeb Benyok of UCLA. Played right tackle. People feel he could be a guard, maybe left tackle at the next level. So I think those are some of the offensive linemen to consider when the Eagles are on the clock. If you're looking at running back, maybe a guy like Paul Perkins from UCLA, Benyok's teammate. Basically a three-down defender. He runs well on the inside. He can turn around tackle. He's also a terrific pass catcher out of the backfield.
How about the defensive side of the football? Maybe defensive line. I know this is a very talented, very deep defensive line group, especially on the interior. Any potential names there the Eagles might have their eyes on in that round three slot?
Well, I mean, whichever guy slides down, the interesting name in round three for the Eagles would be Jovan Hargrave of South Carolina State. I know a guy that they scouted a lot. A guy that the Green Bay Packers also like, but the Packers took Kenny Clark in round one, so they're not going to take another defensive tackle. So I think if Hargrave's there in round three, could be enticing for the Eagles.
Tony Pauline from DraftInsider.net will be checking in with you later on this evening as well as on Saturday to get the latest on what's going on with not just the NFL draft, but what the Eagles could do with their selections. Tony, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.